You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Good afternoon. Nice. What's today? December the 7th, 2019. This is Athena Protection Podcast. Got a couple of people in the house with me today. I'll start off by introducing my partner, the main man, Dan. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. What's going on with you?
I can't complain. Next up, starting to be a staple here on the show. I think I said this last week.
You did.
We got Mr. Merlin in the house. How you doing this afternoon, sir?
Hey, I feel great.
Oh, that's always good to hear. Yeah. Myself, Cool C. So let's go ahead and jump right into it, fellas. What are we talking about today?
Man, we got...
It's a whole lot.
It's a lot to talk about. Obviously, I think we want to start off with the, you know, Officer McClain being laid to rest.
Most definitely.
It was a, you know, a sad occasion. You know, they treated him like a hero. He received some commendations, promoted by the chief.
He was there, right?
I was there. You know, I went.
Awesome.
You know, paid my respects. And, you know, I think we can, you know, try to move on and, you know, learn from this particular situation.
So for the everyday civilian, and I saw that on the news and thought I'd bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Officer McClain was promoted.
Yeah.
And for people out here don't understand, basically, what does that mean for this officer that was lost in the line of duty?
You can tackle that one. It's
something new. Chief Craig has instituted. When the officer dies in the line of duty, they try to promote them to the next rank that they would have received if they had took the promotional exam.
Okay.
So police officers or officers with the rank of corporal would get the rank of sergeant, you know.
And so on.
And so on and so forth. Like I said, the last officer that died, Elaine Williams, she was a sergeant. They promoted her to the rank of lieutenant. You know, but like I said, this is something that Chief Craig has started. This is something new with Detroit. I'm like, we'll see if this lasts.
Well, I know he had a wife and
two stepkids.
Stepkids. Yeah. So does that type of thing hopefully beneficial to the family with the benefits packages?
I don't know. As far as I know right now, it's just a rank. I don't know if he's going to get I don't know if his wife's going to start receiving a sergeant's pension or is he going to get a police officer's pension. I know in other municipalities, because I believe it was a few years back.
Okay.
In Berkeley or somewhere out in the suburbs, the sergeant made a run and got killed. They promoted him to lieutenant or either an officer. Either way, he got promoted and his wife also got the bump in the pension. I don't know if Detroit is going to do that as of yet. So
I hope so. I mean, not that it's about that, but at the least.
It would be nice.
That happens
to
you.
It definitely help.
That was my thoughts on it. I'm sure many other people are inquiring. So thanks for clearing that up for me. Before we get on to our next topic, I'm so sorry for our listeners out there. Dan, tell everybody out there how they can get in touch with us.
They can get in touch with us on social media at Athena Protection Service. Any social media outlet you can reach us on. Just type in a name and click the follow. Or if you're on YouTube, subscribe. You can reach us on our 1-800 number at 800-951-4866. That's 800-951-4866. Or you can reach us at our website at athenaprotections.com.
Okay, great. Thanks for that. And as we always say, please hit that like button, share button, and hit that bell if you want to get notifications when we do new podcasts.
Oh, another thing you might want to let everybody know, go to the Athena Protection page because, you know, this also pops up on the podcast Detroit. So I'm like, well, you can like and subscribe to both, but make sure you do both.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Yes, sir. So, Dan, what you got going on over there?
Well, other news this week. This was a couple of days ago. There was a CPL holder that shot a guy that tried to rob him.
Oh, yeah. I read her.
Oh,
that.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was, you know, something I saw in the news.
I can't say I feel bad for the robber.
I don't feel bad for the robber. And in the incident, they explained that both persons exchanged fire, but just the robber ended up getting hit and is in the hospital right now.
good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, I just think shameless plug here. When you had these CPLs, hopefully you've been through a great training class like what we offer to get you prepared for these different situations. Because as you see these, obviously they're not too bright if they're out there robbing people, but mm-hmm. also may not know how to use a weapon. But don't count on that, folks. Yeah. If you feel like you need protection, you need to protect yourself with a firearm, please come to a CPL class. We offer them on Sundays. And again, you can reach us at those websites that both Marlon and Dan talked about mm-hmm. if you'd be interested in it. But break it down. Tell me what else you heard about the situation. Was that it was, just that?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. They, the guy I think is in critical condition right now. But that was all that they passed.
Okay.
Yeah. Said that he was trying to shoot him. This happened on Grayfield in 18600 block of Grayfield, 7 Mile and Berg area on the Detroit West Side.
Okay.
And, to just say the victim pulled out a gun, and both men opened fire. Suspect ended up getting hit in the body. So he's recovering in the hospital right now.
Okay.
Well, I'm like, what's going on with them shootings on the military bases in two bases?
Of those, right.
And it was a week?
Mm-hmm.
What, Pearl Harbor and Pensacola?
A week? It was within 2 days. One was Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, or Tuesday and Thursday. It was only a 2-day difference mm-hmm. between the two.
And I'm like, what is going on with the world? I'm like, this is crazy. See, I'm a conspiracy theorist because I'm like, now they trying to implement something in, Virginia? A new law. It's pretty much your regular person can't own nothing. What it boils down to.
That ain't going to fly. There's too many gun lobbies out here to
consider
something like that happening.
I bring it up because I just started seeing on TV Michael Bloomberg threw his hat in to run for president.
Saw that.
I said, and he's pushing for that. And they're like, if he was to get elected president, that bill in Virginia would probably pass. And then who knows if it would move on.
Conservatives won't let that bill pass just because a billionaire Democrat is in office.
Well, I guess my question is, is the purpose of the bill?
You done had enough of that with Donald Trump, but okay.
Is the bill to get the assault rifles?
The assault rifles.
Or is it?
The assault rifles or, we'll just bring up the police weapon. It holds 16 rounds. Let these people tell that's too many rounds for your regular person to have. So then they want you to go down to probably what? 10, 5, but like I said, I wish I had kept the article, but it's just like everything they list, I'm like, looking at this list, I can't own nothing that I have, if they would try to.
So it was actual list that you was able to look
at? Well, there was a list of not the particular makes and models, that gun does.
Capacity and stuff like that.
And then, like I said, if you own that stuff, you're supposed to turn it in. And then my thing with that turning in stuff, I'm like, y'all don't never give anybody what the gun is actually worth. You just turn it in. Here's $200. Paid $800 for this. Oh, well.
Ain't nobody turning in their guns. That's not happening.
I know I won't. Y'all have to come to my house. I'm like, if that ever came here, y'all have to come to my house. And then probably you're going to get them after I'm dead in the middle of the street. Then that'll be another article for y'all. Yeah. Marlon Terry podcast over here. Dead in the street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to get to that extreme. But who knows? Seen a lot of things in my life that I didn't think I'd ever see.
Yeah, this is. You got to admit, the last 10 years have just been amazing as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
With the world, period, all the stuff that's in the news. Again, I was just scrolling through my phone. There's some more officers that got killed. And it's never stops. Never stops.
Well, I think as we grow as a society, and the technology, as well as the media coverage. I mean, mm-hmm. these type of things. Even when I think all the way back to the 90s with Rodney King, mm-hmm. we know that there had been police beatings of especially African-Americans like ourselves. Mm-hmm. There were things that were being done on a consistent basis and just wasn't any way to document it.
Right.
And I think now because, and not to jump around topics, but this incident with these guys that robbed a jewelry store, attempted to rob the jewelry store yesterday, I was actually able to see live footage of this incident from people that were literally right there in it and had the nerve to pull out their phone and try to capture this of it. And I know some of it was from police cam, but there were people pulling out cell phones and taking video and pictures of this, and they were in the actual shit.
And, she, I mean, and the funny thing, now
with the UPS truck?
Yes. I thought I was watching the Bad Boys all over
again. They all say it looked like something out of a movie. And now, see, here's the thing again. Now they're questioning those officers, like, because you had two civilians that also lost their lives in this. Now they're questioning, did the officers do the correct thing? I'm like,
these guys was going to kill whoever they had to kill.
Right. You know, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So, I have to side with you on this one, Mr. Marlin.
But, you know, like I said, to even throw that out there, and I'm like, the way, and I'm going to just say that all departments across this country, the way they do knee-jerk reactions because of the popular consensus or whatever's put on social media by somebody who really is of no consequence, you sit and change your policies. All that's going to do is endanger your officers. That's going to make them second guess themselves because they scared. And I'm okay. These people, like you said, you're absolutely, they did what they were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Cause if they hadn't stopped them, they'd kill somebody else. It's unfortunate that these two people lost their lives, but
it could have been a lot more. Mm-hmm. A lot worse. And again, I just think because of the ability to, everyone has a voice now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a huge sports fan. I love the NFL, the NBA. And how many times have we seen a coach get fired because of the social media buzz? Mm-hmm.
Social media has given every idiot in the world a soapbox to stand on. And then, you know.
That's why we do these podcasts.
Right.
Hey, you know, a few intelligent people slip through the cracks. So. Yeah. not a lot, but a few. So,
I mean, we got to use it for good. And I think we're using it for good when we come out here and we do some things. You talked about something last week that I have to say you might be right about. And that's about them young officers.
Uh-oh. We left off on that last week for anyone that's listening in. That was a great topic. So, look, that's interesting because it sounds like Dan has a...
See, I left it in the car. I got it a patch on my backpack.
Okay.
It says politically correct, and then there's a red line through it. I'm not politically correct. See,
I would have never guessed that.
And it's like I said, I only say what I say because I care. And I'm like, a lot of people in positions, you know, because they worried about politics, exactly. You know, they buy. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. I'm like, because I'm like, your decisions are harming people, be it the people that work or the people that are out there. And like I've said, you know, I'm not dogging nobody at the academy.
Right.
I'm not, because I've spoken to officers from other jurisdictions. So it's not just Detroit. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the police department. It's the fire department, police, EMT. I've talked to many of supervisors that have some time, and everybody says, and everywhere, not just Detroit, these kids, they don't listen. They don't know what they're doing. And it's just, it's a whole different thing. So like I said, it's not just a Detroit problem. It's honestly probably the whole country's problem. Like these young kids, I can't put these down.
Man, listen, yesterday I was talking to some officers.
This was at the funeral?
Afterwards. I'm talking, you know, just talking to some people 15 years or more. And, you know, they were like, man, these kids, just that. They take selfies all day. They taking pictures in the car, and they don't listen. They don't know anything, I think, is a training issue. You know what I'm saying? Talking about their knowledge of the job is a training issue, but their inability, or their, not inability, but their just intention to not listen to senior officers, I think, is the problem that they facing right now.
Well, see, this is a thing that seems to have gone with Detroit. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say it like this. Chief Craig has thrown a chain of command out the window because he's let officers know, you can email me anytime you want with anything. Okay. And I'm like, no, chain of command is if you're having an issue with somebody, you talk to that sergeant.
Right.
You don't get nothing with them. You talk to that lieutenant,
right,
and go on and so forth. Where like some kind of employee thing, You go to your union rep. Mm-hmm. Let them deal with it. These new kids don't know nothing about that. Like I said, I always stress to them when I was training them. I was like, you got to do two things. You got to read your general orders. You got to read your contract. Mm-hmm. Because if you read your general orders, you know what your supervision can and can't do to you. You actually know what you can do on the job so that you don't get caught up. And as far as reading your union contract, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, this ain't TV where they, you know, because I had officers being told they had to come in on their days off. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. This ain't TV where you getting the only way that happens, you know, is if there's something major. And like the last thing major with DPD was the blackout. Mm-hmm. You know, just calling everybody, telling them they got to come in because y'all short. Ain't my problem. Just my day off. Click. But you know, you got these young kids.
Yeah.
You know, no, like it's, they don't know no better.
I really think if I can put my two cents in, I really think again it's. Setting the precedence.
It is.
With the expectations mm-hmm. and then the follow-up. But what you guys are saying about the young people today, because I don't want young people to be like, we just sound like a bunch of old grumpy people when mm-hmm. we say this, but the attention to detail or even attention to doing a lot of things that we take for granted. In my day-to-day, I'm constantly in constant contact and dealings with carpenters. Mm-hmm. And that craft is same thing. You don't have kids coming out of high school wanting to be a carpenter. And mm-hmm. I mean, when I say carpenter, I'm talking about any of those skilled trades, hands-on skilled trades.
Yeah.
They'll tell you that the field is dying out there. We just have to do a better job, I think, of continuing to push the needle. I talked about my son when he was younger on the mm-hmm. AAU basketball team, and the little guys could shoot free throws to save their lives. And the coach used to say, you got to make them. And they'd be like, hell, I'm trying to make them, but I don't know how. They got mm-hmm. their feet close to each other. They're shooting from off the hip, all these things. And I say that to say mm-hmm. that we have to – unfortunately, the way we train compared to how we were trained, mm-hmm. we have to come at it with a different approach. Shit, it might have to be that you send the training manual to a damn cell phone or a tablet or something, right. Something where you just like, ain't no way in hell we'd have did that in our mm-hmm. day, right? Mm-hmm. We got to teach differently because it is different.
Well, I remember when I first came on a job, the general orders came in a big old notebook. Like it was about this thick.
Wow.
Big old binder. Big old binder.
You had to
You had to know all of it. But then, you know, Jerry Oliver came in and condensed it to a CD-ROM disc.
Okay. You know,
I don't know what they're doing now. But again, on some other things, you know, if there are any of those junior officers listening, okay, their thing is, them old people just don't want us to work. And like myself and another senior officer was telling, we had to tell a couple of them, it's not that we don't want you to work. It's just you got to look at the dynamics, especially in Detroit. When I came on, there was close to 5,000-6,000 officers.
Right.
You had different types of units out there. You had RICO East, RICO West. You even had, you know, sometimes Wayne County sheriffs coming in. Mm-hmm. Or there was always some kind of undercover unit. So, you know, there was always somebody out there. So if you needed some help, somebody was out there. Now Detroit is trying to keep, 1,600, 1,800? And then, you know, because they're so short of staff, they send you to answer police runs in adjacent precinct. So let's say you a bunch of these young officers and you making a traffic stop and it gets hairy. You got to think about where your help coming from. I'm like, you done had two or three people call off on your shift. Your help might be coming from another precinct and they on the other side of that precinct. You got to think about your own safety. And I'm like, that's not what they're doing. I'm like, I'll tell them in a minute. Not telling you not to do your job. Just be smart about how you do it. Because like you get, like I said, you not out there by yourself, but you got to look at, where is my backup coming from? And I'm like, if you get into something, 2 minutes is a long time, but hell, 20 minutes is an eternity, and you out there fighting or you getting shot at or whatever. But I'm like, you got to think about that. For anything that you do, when you pull over that car or when you make that run, you got to watch what you say, watch what you do, because like I said, if it turns into something crazy, where is your backup coming from?
That's a great point.
You know, so to them young officers, you know, these old officers, they old for a reason.
Exactly.
They old for a reason. They trying to tell you stuff to keep you safe so that you can be old. And like I tell them, guess what? You are going to be old one day. And the same stuff that we telling you, you going to tell somebody, whether you want to believe it or not. It's going to happen.
And that'll happen with time.
You ain't, you're not going to be young forever, especially if you don't have no kids now you get married, you buy a house, and all, like I said, everything I say then, it becomes a different perspective, you know, so.
They just trying to rock and roll right now.
Yeah, yeah. Get out right. there. I mean, we all did it. I mean, I did some dumb stuff as a rookie, you know. I'm looking at these pictures my mom have up, you know, I'm looking like, damn, was I that skinny before? And I'm like, I could actually fit my uniform then. And I look at it, I was like, yeah, see, I mean, I get it, you know, but it happens.
Yeah, I was going to say, when we think back to when we were young and the way we viewed what we called back then old people, you know, so it's a learning experience.
Every day.
Unfortunately, we can't give up because these are the people who are.
They're the ones that are going to be left to do this. So, like
have
I said,
to save our lives. So.
All I got to say is to those veteran officers that are out there, I know it's frustrating, but you got to keep getting at these kids. And to these young kids, I'm like, these officers know what they're talking about. You got to listen to them. You got to. Seniority is there for a reason, you know. You are not, you know, just because you got, you know, I know one of the things they tell these new kids nowadays, your badge is just as big as that. No, it's not. I'm going to tell you that right now. No, it's not. You coming fresh out the academy, you sit your ass in that jump seat and shut the fuck up and listen to that goddamn senior officer. Your badge is not as big as his. You sit there and learn because you don't know nothing.
So you bring up a great point, and we see it across so many industries, and and again, I think it's
well, that's for any job, really.
You hit it right on the nail. You're on the same block that I'm on. You just down the street a little bit. So my thought when you said that was this, and I think about these things because we there's no other way to put it than I just feel like as a society we're soft.
We are.
In so many aspects because we're so worried about offending somebody, and people get offended really easy. And I don't know if we're going to ever get to a day where that's not the case because of the other things we talked about. But, man, I've seen people literally quit a job because somebody was talking stuff about them at the job and got mad because they took them and move them out of the situation what they considered to be an issue.
Yeah.
And they were upset about that. Why did I have to be moved? Like, it took you out of the drama that you was in and put you someplace else that was in theory better. And this young person was still upset. And I said, wow, what are you upset about? And couldn't really even articulate.
It's starting young because I'm like, remember when we was kids and you were in a function or actually it's like some kind of like athletic event. The only people that got an award was the first, was the first, second, and third place. Everybody else, tough luck, try again next time. Now they just give you something just for showing up, you know, because we don't want that's you destroying.
So you're saying society just soft now all the way around.
At least in this country.
Yeah.
It is. I don't know what's going on elsewhere. I'm pretty sure some of this is going on, but not as bad as it is here in the good old U.S. of A.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I get that. But I'm going to say this about the officers. I got to backtrack.
Okay.
Just because somebody's senior to you don't mean they know everything. Because,
we know.
They put officers in the car with you that graduated a month ahead of you.
Oh, so
like, neither one of y'all got time on. And
yeah, that's true. That's
you,
true.
You, the guy telling you, I got more seniority than you. He got 30 days on you, and
or 6 months.
You know what I'm saying? And he don't know too much more than you.
He got 30 minutes more.
Well, that happened to me when I came on. They put me in the car, and we played it like that. But like I said, again,
I wouldn't play it like that. The dude told me, man, you got to listen to me.
Well, like
I'm in charge of the car. Motherfucker, you got 30 days more than me. You ain't in charge of me.
Yeah, I can see how that could be.
So you know how that just, you know, it'd turn into
something. Again, like I said, see, it's all in who you with. And like I said, you know, I'm going to just say this with Detroit. They can be mad if I want. I'm like, how they investigate people or, you know, hire people now is totally different than when I came on. I mean, like I said, they're doing now, you just hiring people just to fill slots. You're not, I think they just went back to it to where you remember, they would come to your house, then they would interview people that lived on your neighborhood. I guess they're just getting back to doing that. So I said, you know, you cutting corners, you know, just to fill slots, and then you looking stupid when these people cause department problems and union problems just for the sake of just, well, we need bodies. I'm like, okay, yeah, but you got to get the most qualified person.
So you're talking about the vetting process to become an officer.
Oh, it's all screwed up.
I can remember getting a knock on my door for one of my neighbors who was actually applying to be a state trooper. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I didn't know this neighbor from Adam other than they lived about four doors down, and we
well,
waited.
See, well, that could be another podcast right there. You know, neighborhoods. I'm like, remember when, you know, like I said, when my grandparents are alive, they knew everybody on their block, on their side of the block, across the street. Mm-hmm. They knew the people around the corner. These people now, no.
Oh yeah, you hear
well,
it
you
all
say
the time.
You don't even want to serve these people last week.
Yeah, I don't. It's a different kind of people.
Man, the people are isolated now.
Exactly.
But that's because of fears in the news.
Well, that, and then, don't come again, another issue with these younger folks, because this came up also in Warren, you know, the 13-year-old, you know, making a threat. These new kids, it's Facebook, Twitter, mm-hmm. Instagram, Snapchat. That's how they interact. There's no interaction like what we're doing, talking face-to-face.
Yeah.
They don't know how to interact with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's another issue. Because, like I said, going back to the police thing, I hear from so many, man, these kids, they don't know how to talk to nobody out here. They scared. And, you know,
Well, they don't talk to nobody. They text.
I mean, you got to talk to the citizens when you get called to their house.
You do.
And, but like I said, I'm being told that, you know, they don't know how to speak to these people.
No.
So I'm like.
Well, again, that's the challenge that we came up against.
Mm-hmm.
We just look at society and how fast we've grown. We talked about just the last 10 years. when we think about technologies and a lot of things that are starting to be the norm, you and I were in the car the other day, and the car kept cutting off every time we sit at a light.
Oh, that's that automatic
not
stop.
Not because
mess.
I had bad gas in the car. You know, it's just that. But that technology's been out for years.
Yeah.
But now it's something that's it's almost the norm. You know,
yeah.
A couple of summers ago, I just thought you had bad gas in your car, kept cutting off if I heard you at the light.
No, it's that damn button right there.
Mm-hmm.
And them damn key fobs, boy.
It's like, you know, VHS is never coming back. I thought flip phones would never come back, but I guess Motorola has a flip phone. So, you know, and I say that not to get on a cell phone topic, but I think as we evolve, I think things will get revisited. It's kind of like bell bottoms and afros. They keep coming and going.
Well, like I said, my oldest was born in 1995. It was funny today. This morning I had him move my car. So he starts yelling out the window, Dad, how do I put the car in reverse? Because I said, there's a knob in the center console. You got to twist it, because he's thinking. I was surprised. I'm like, he's still thinking. I was like, no, it's right there. And I was just like, yeah, he's my kid. But okay,
put him in an automatic and put the directions in cursive, and they'll be stuck.
That's speaking of like a friend of mine. She was telling me her 26-year-old son. She had wrote out a grocery list for him
in cursive.
In cursive, and he handed it back. He's like, Mom, you got to write this in print because I don't know what any of this says.
Damn.
They don't teach that in school anymore.
They don't.
But before we get deep into that, because I love that topic, it's so funny. Dan, let anybody that just recently joined us, this Athena Protection, let them know how they can get in touch with us.
Y'all can get in touch with us on any social media at Athena Protections, Athena Protection Service. You can reach us on our website at athenaprotections.com, or you can give us a call at 800-951-4866. That's 1-800-951-4866.
All right, thank you. So you look like you was getting ready to have a strong opinion on that.
On what? The cursive?
The cursive writing.
Man, I don't know. I don't know what's happening in schools, man. I just found out that you can't post other kids' pictures in your kid's picture. Like, you got to black their face out because
that's always been the case.
FEPA or FERPA or something like that.
That's always been in place. People just didn't understand or realize it.
Yeah.
Because, again, we take these social media things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And just to give you an idea of something like that, and when I first was made aware of it, the situation was, who's to say this kid's not with the parent who has the full custody, and for whatever reason that other parent may not have rights to the kid or access to the kids, and giving up their identities and their location could be a safety issue, as well as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, the huge amount of sex trafficking and these kids.
If the kid, so you're saying giving up the kid's identity is a threat? Is that what you're saying? I don't know what FERPA, or whatever it is.
That's one of the concerns is it could be someone that they don't want knowing where the kid is at.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
But what if the kid is with somebody they ain't supposed to be with and you find that out through social media? That's kind of counterproductive to, you know, it's two ways to look at that argument.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It is. But you taking a lot of parents' authority away with a lot of can't beat the kid's ass, can't do this, can't do that. You know, I'm like we were going back. The world has become softer because I remember I got an ass whooping for one incident by at least three different people.
What you do?
Well, like I said, one incident I remember, me and a friend of mine, we put some apples in the back of a Tonka truck, got some lighter fluid, put it on the apples, and then lit it up and then pushed the Tonka truck down the street.
Well, you needed your ass whooped.
Okay, yeah, but so like I said, you know, my friend's grandmother.
That didn't seem that bad to me.
My friend's grandmother beat our ass. Then she called my grandmother. My grandmother beat my ass. Mm-hmm. Then my mom came to get me. Then she took me home. Then her and my father beat my ass. I'm like, I got three ass whoopings for one thing. You know, if you were to pull some stuff like that now, neighbors, first thing to do would cuss out the grandmother or the other. But why are you touching my kid? You know, it's, you know, the sense of community is just gone. It's horrible. Or like I said, you know, looking at my father's parents' house in the 10th precinct, it disgusts me how that neighborhood has just fallen down in 35 years.
Why did it fall down?
A lot of that is the original people left the neighborhoods, you know, or the old, you know, the parents left the house to the kids, and you know, those are some nice big houses.
You go from owner to renter,
right. And then the kids are, you know, spoiled. They were spoiled, so they, you know, they got a sense of entitlement, don't want to take care of nothing. Then, like you said, then you give it to a renter. It's not their house, so they're gonna tear it up. Mm-hmm. You know. It upsets me. And then, like I said, now the house next to my grandmother's house, they're selling dope out of. I'm like, that would have never happened if my grandparents were still alive. Because I'm like, that was back when you used to have a block clubs. Because I remember they used to block off, this, you know, get the city permits, block the street off. Everybody, you know, the whole neighborhood had food out, you know. And you have a good old time. Do you see any of that now? Nope.
Mm-mm. We're in a different culture.
Well, again, see, I got some thoughts on that because I was doing some research on that too. But that'll have to be for
what research you do? Enlighten us. We ain't got to go into depth. The gentrification.
Did I send you? I thought I might have sent you something on it. It was just, you know, how. And I hate to say it, it's like, you know, or like someone was telling me today. Remember how like black people were lynched and hanged, you know, to get out of certain places? Right. That's not happening now. What is happening now is, you have a lot of, you know, Caucasian people. They'll come into this neighborhood en masse, buy up all the property for cheap. Then, you know, they'll start putting businesses up.
Boston Edison.
And then, the black people that live with it, they can't afford that stuff. Because now, remember when you could just let your property look like nothing in Detroit, and the excuse was, well, we don't have enough people to come out and do the fines. And they fining people now. Right. You know, writing tickets.
Hey, right. I seen the transit police the other day.
Yeah, I saw them myself.
You know, that didn't happen 15, 20 years ago.
So with all this social media, and here is where I'll say, and I'll call bullshit on it, because now we have the tools. We have the smart devices. You can't argue a old football stat because all you got to do is go on Google and find it out. So there's a lot of things that are available to us. We have to do a better job.
Ooh, don't get me started on Google.
And not so much just Google for, you know, stupid stuff, but taking advantage of programs, educating yourself on what's out there and what's available to you, and coming up with a plan. I mean, it's, what do they say is, if you keep doing the same thing and expecting different results, you know, so.
Well, what I'll say, just not being funny, it is, hey, you pay in dollar store prices, you don't get dollar store services. So it's all in what you make of it.
Man, I think it's deeper than that. And I think we just kind of scratching the surface of what's happening to the city and the people in the city.
And, oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can agree
and
with
I think
you on
we
that.
Can look all probably back to the riots when the city actually started to crumble
in 67. Exactly, right.
And then we went through the crack epidemic, which was through which the 80s the and 90s, apart. Which
we're tore still the being community affected.
Still being affected by that.
So we talking about a time where, what you talking about, when there was block clubs and the Big Four, and you had the block parties and all those things. That was during crack time. And then following that, you know, you got crack babies and, you know, they growing up, they grown, they got kids and there's
second
no
generation crack.
You know, there's a lack of education in the city, you know, lack of jobs, lack of good food.
You got a few to slip through them crack babies.
You know, it is, but I think it's deeper than just what we kind of just putting on the table. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long process. And people still, at least black people, they don't always don't have access to capital to start the businesses in the neighborhood.
Well, you see, I was watching the video before I came here. But again, that had to be another topic. I don't remember the guy's name. The guy that made the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I was watching a video that he put out maybe earlier this week. And he said a lot of stuff. I was like, damn, he is absolutely right.
I agree. And for me. Well, and when you talk about what you talked about, Dan, the opportunities not be there, I'm not even going that deep with it. Just knowing that we are in a situation as black people in our societies that is stacked against us. And how do we just basic start off by, you know what, and I'm not going to be so corny and, you know, you my brother and I love you, but it's okay for us to have a disagreement and it doesn't have to get violent.
Right.
It's okay for me to tell you I don't like what you did, and you should be able to be man or woman enough to see that and say, okay, you know what? You was right, and let me express. All I'm saying is we need to educate ourselves on how to better communicate and deal with one another, better neighbors to one another.
And that's not a black thing. That's an adult thing. That's just a people thing, period, because that's all races right now. It's just like communication has gone to shit.
But the only reason I singled us out because I just know the buying power that we have as a community.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend that dollar, unfortunately, a lot of times someplace other than our own community.
Black people are the largest consumers. We are the largest consumers and have nothing to show for it.
Right.
So nothing.
With that, I think we got to support each other. And that's support anybody that you know that's doing good business.
Not give me a discount because I'm black and you black.
Right. I think you have to support each other and you have to reach out and help people. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way that we will be able to grow is through that initial support from your community, your family, and your friends. That's my particular thought process.
I could agree with that. Because definitely.
You know, I think working together will help us build a little faster than trying to cater to somebody that may not necessarily want to do business with us or want our product or agree with what we're trying to do. I think you start at home first, then you branch your way out into working with other people.
Yeah, because we can't keep complaining about how bad our own damn kids is.
Right.
How they don't listen.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's an age old, right? Because actually, I remember my father saying the same thing. You know, he's 74. So I'm like, what's changed now? I'm like,
He thought you wasn't listening, you know.
Oh, I listen now. I find myself becoming more and more like my father. Like I said, I remember some things that he said to me or did to me that made me mad. And as I get older, I'm like, yeah, he was right. Right. You know, so.
And with that being said, as we get ready to wrap up here these last few moments, just to summarize, we talked about, you know, a couple of things. Started off with the final arrangements for Officer McQueen and getting into some topics. We kind of went a lot of places, but just kind of recapping, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. This was our soapbox Saturday here.
That's great, but it just really made me think about it. So we all can say that when we were at a certain age, we was the same way and this, that, and other. And then as we got older, so just as we wrap up and we sit here and complain about the younger generation.
We find ourselves becoming our parents and grandparents.
The millennials, you know, and they've got so many commercials out where they kind of make fun of it. I think it's one of the insurance companies. But, you know, a great note here to end on is let's be patient and watch and see what this generation is going to be capable of. Because they're going to do great things. They're most definitely doing it different. They're making money faster than we ever could have made money. Don't know what to do with it as far as we're concerned, but they're making it.
Right.
So we can't give up on them because our ass is going to get old. We need these millennials.
I done had my fill of them. I got me a little money saved. I'm going to be a dirty old man in Vietnam.
All right.
Where I can spend my money a little more than I can here.
Okay,
don't even know what that means, and I'm not going to find out.
Yeah, no. So I'll send you a postcard. Well, I forgot to know these new kids don't know what a postcard is either, so.
All right. They don't want one anyway. It's okay.
FaceTime.
Right. You gotta put that on Insta or Snapchat or something.
I don't even know what Snapchat is. So I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh, you're terrible.
Hey, right. Social media is the devil.
No, it ain't.
Without social media, we wouldn't be here.
It has its good points and up points.
Yeah, people wouldn't get a chance to look at us live in the fact. Yeah. I think
it's
the
all
BS
how
we
you,
talk
it's
about
all how you utilize it. So
absolutely. But man, I again enjoying having you on the show, Marlon. I love your insight.
Well,
we
were supposed to have another vet, I guess, but he couldn't make it. And then
we'll get him next time.
Another one, fat ass Wilbur Medley, get your fat butt up here. Man. So, you know.
Mr. Medley, that was from your buddy Marlon here. Yeah. That wasn't a thing of protection.
No, that was me. I got love, but get your fat ass up here. So you really have something to laugh about when he get here. So
yeah, we'll be okay.
We'll try to get him here.
Any last thoughts from you, Dan?
As always, I want to give a tip or something I saw on the internet. So I'll just say this. They got those electronic pickpockets where people can steal stuff from you and not necessarily touch you, where they got little apps with your phone that can read your credit card information and get your name and things like that. Those apps can't get all of the information. Like they can't get your 3-digit security code and things like that, but they can get enough information where they can steal something from you. So be careful with people getting close to you while you're out there trying to talk to you and say things to you. You always want to make sure people are a good distance away and watch their hands at all times and watch your surroundings at all times. That would be my tip. And always once a year, check your credit report. Make sure somebody didn't buy a house, car, or open up some credit in your name.
Great point.
Do like me, bought $800 worth of TVs in Irvine, California, and I haven't been to California since 1998.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, you got a problem.
And the last note for me, great point, guys. It's men and women, but ladies especially, not just because it's the holidays, pay attention to your surroundings. You're in and out of these stores, shopping, you coming from class. Pay attention when you're getting into your vehicle. Watch your surroundings. Look people in the face. The last thing crook wants is you looking them in the face. But we get into that at another time. But great topic, guys. Great show today. And thank you again, Marlon. Thanks, Dan.
Hey, I love it.
And we'll see you guys next week.
All right.